Don't worry, I'll find us some mates. I've got this amazing app called Grindr. Made loads of new mates through it.
Oh, my gosh, you never guess what?
Someone's immediately sent you a penis shot.
No, just got an email from Jay.
No way.
Way. Listen to this. Dear Neil, you fucking weapon.
As you know, I'm on a mental gap year in Australia. Or outback, as they say over here. So I thought I'd email you. Not because I miss you lot, but because this place is a million out of ten and you'll be well gel. Life has never been better. It's certainly much better than when I was going out with Jane, who I now no longer think about. I'm living near a town called Sydney and working at the most mental club in Australia called Revolutions. I am now their premier number one DJ. Going by the name of DJ Big Penis, which everyone agrees is the perfect name. I've made so much cashola, which is Australian for money, that I bought myself a fuck-off mansion and filled it full of pussy. And like Will's mum's appetite for cock, it's enormous. Before that, I was living with my Uncle Brian, who's my dad's cousin, although he is tragic and obviously not as cool as my dad.
What's that?
Anyway, it will come as no surprise to you the number of Aussie birds I'm rooting, which is Australian for nobbing. They're total filth and fuck like kangaroos. All big teeth, bouncing and wet pouches. I make love to them with a technique I like to call the one-pump orgasm. They absolutely love it. Name an Aussie bird and I fucked her. Elle Macpherson, check. Dame Edna Everidge, check. Kylie and Danny Minogue Freeway. I've done that 10 minutes after getting off the plane. And mates, I've made loads of cool new mates who come around for dinner and that. But really, it's all about the birds. Aussie Sheilas just can't get enough of Jay, especially the supermodels. Who, by the way, love it up the shitter. I've been woken up by a blowjob from a different girl every single morning. You can imagine what that's like, waking up every morning to a blowy. They keep it so clean, I haven't had to wash my cock in weeks. Basically, everything's better than when I was with Jane, who, as I mentioned, I no longer think about. On the minor side, I've had to punch out a few koala bears, normally when they drop out the trees and try to fight me. But other than that, it's been Bonza, which is Australian for fucking brilliant. Come and stay anytime you like. I guarantee I'll get you sucked drier than Simon's mum's fanny. Say hello to those other two dozy pricks if you see them. Tell your Ben Daddy still can't bum me. Oh, and tell your fit sister that I'd like to...
Oh, no, come on.